All right, I'm at the bus station in Fredericton. Let's start recording right away. Why not? I'm gonna have a fucking shit ton of stuff by the time I get back home. So first off, the bus ticket, a little more expensive than I expected. I only checked to Quebec to Rivière-du-Loup, which was like $65. But it turns out that's really only like halfway. And the bus provider changes when you get outside New Brunswick into Quebec. So I basically got to buy two tickets so I don't get any of this nice Greyhound $99 anywhere shit. It's like $145. But oh well. It's still a hell of a sight cheaper than a plane would be. I also noticed that the little candy dispenser here, spot some Reese's Pieces, they don't take fucking quarters no more. Because Canada is, we have dollar coins and $2 coins. So it's a dollar minimum. And they definitely don't give you a dollar's worth of fucking, not that I wanted a dollar's worth, but it's like 50 cents worth. It's definitely more than usual. It was a little bit hard to actually hold in my hand. But, I don't know. That's what I've noticed so far. Sorry for the noise. There's a weed whacker. See if we can get some ambient weed whacking. Anyway, let's just blab about some shit that I've been reading. Brought a couple of books to keep me occupied on this trip. I'm actually pretty impressed that I managed to fit enough stuff to make it for a week and a half, 2 weeks, in one book bag. Made the book bag a little heavy, though. I don't think I would want to walk around with this thing all day, so hopefully I can ditch some shit in Matt's dorm room. But I'm reading this book that I don't even remember the guy's name. Proust was a neuroscientist, it was called. And it's just about how different artists figured out some stuff. I talked about this before, right? Figured out things that science only later determined was true, years later, decades later, centuries later. So it's this thing about taste and cooking and this one guy who found out a whole bunch of shit about what makes stuff delicious without really knowing why it was. And, you know, no one could really prove it till later. But one thing that I thought was interesting is because our sense of smell is so underdeveloped relative to other animals and stuff, is that a whole shit ton of what we smell is actually has to do with past experiences and expectations. So this one guy took two glasses of white wine and dyed one of the glasses red with food coloring and got 57 fancy pants wine critics to come taste these two glasses, the white wine and the red wine, and every single one of them reviewed the two wines differently, even though they were identical because the dye had no taste. It's just that they see a glass of red wine, they expect red wine, so it's not just that they're full of shit, they literally did experience something different. I thought that was interesting. There's another bit about how for years people didn't think that brain cells regenerated. Brain cells isn't the right word, but I don't know, the neurons in the brain didn't divide or some shit. And it turns out that that was largely because the studies they were doing on these like monkeys and stuff, they were doing while they were in a sterile lab environment, so that the monkeys really didn't have any new activity in the brain, any new growth to any real measurable degree. But if you put them in an environment that's more like the jungle and, you know, put toys in there for them and hide food for them and give them stuff to do, suddenly it's activity all over the place. So it's this combination of being in a drab environment with no particular sense of accomplishment and being at the bottom of a social hierarchy, low on a social ladder. You add all those things together, and your brain doesn't do all the stuff it's supposed to do. It doesn't grow and move, and it makes you depressed also, because for whatever reason, stimulating new brain stuff makes people happier. And I was thinking how that's a little bit how things were for me in New York. I didn't have a work visa, so I didn't have a job. That definitely messes with you. I found the whole place extremely vague and gross and drab and gross and dirty and filthy and unfit for happy human life. And there was a certain extent of, I mean, clearly it's just a weird thing to do. To, hey, let's move to New York and move down the street from the guys who do my favorite podcast. Let's hang out with them. That's a strange thing to do anyway. But there was a certain amount of kind of social hierarchy horseshit that definitely doesn't happen around my other friends. Like, just due to the nature of how, well, Keith Malley is, you know, he's critical. That's what I like about him. He doesn't put up with bullshit. He's like, this is stupid, that's stupid, that's stupid. Plus, he has a radio show. So, there's a lot more criticism just involved inherently with hanging out with that group than normal. And I think you add all that stuff up, and it's like, holy crap, I kind of was like that monkey in the fucking lab. No wonder I was kind of feeling like half myself. So, there's my big, brilliant fucking Fredericton insights. My bus is getting here in about half an hour. I'm gonna go hunker down, read a fucking book.
Looking out a dirty old window, outside the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why. Friday night and everyone's moving. I can feel the heat, but it's soothing, heading down. I search for the beating, it's doing down, down.
Right now I'm at the Perth Andover stop on the bus. Never been here before. My cousin Dan lived here for a little while, went to school. Lots of stories of Perth, which seemed to mostly boil down to, oh man, I should have brought my camera. That's ludicrous. This view is like unbelievable. Just the trees everywhere. Anyway, lots of stories of drinking and getting stoned, basically. Seems like if you're a youngster in rural Atlantic Canada, that's pretty much all you have to do. I went to St. Andrews one time to see this girl named Vetch, who's a musician who I know. She was playing there, and man, everyone was drunk as fuck, because it was like their excuse to go out and do something. and get drunk. Like, St. Andrews is so small, it was kind of a big deal that they actually got a Tim Hortons. And then the Tim Hortons even looks like a little, like, log cabin, sort of. Anyway, this view, man. So I couldn't really talk on the bus because it's too many people. It's like a luxury bus compared to Greyhounds. That was one thing I noticed, like, going to New York. From here to Bangor, it's this, in Atlanta, Canada, we got this thing called Acadian bus lines. And it's like being in a first-class plane, basically. Big seats, nice and comfy. Not a lot of people, so you always get two seats to yourself. But still, enough people that I can't just talk to myself, so I made little notes. And the first note that I made was within, like, 2 minutes of leaving Fredericton, all you can see is trees. If you're driving at a point where you're elevated enough to see around, just a blanket of dark green trees as far as the eye can see in every direction. It's crazy. And right now, man, just this vista in front of me, it's crazy. Got behind me an ultramar, great big huge ass sign that goes way up in the air just so people can see it from a distance. And then this little motel restaurant thing that everyone's stopping in to eat. And just trees. I can't even tell how far away I'm looking. I don't know. I mean, I'm a little bad with distances, but probably 15 miles at least up into these hills, and they just go across the entire panorama of my vision. Just insane. And like the different levels and layers of trees sort of have a different, you know, different color, opaqueness, I don't know what you'd call it. It's sort of like the very beginning of Donnie Darko when the camera's just sweeping along. But yeah, just fucking trees, man. I guess that'd be one thing, even if I had the camera. You know, it's not entirely the same. I've actually just been reading all about Proust in the book. Proust was a neuroscientist. The actual chapter about Proust, he was all about memories. His books were all about how people recall things, and it's very strange now just knowing these little things I didn't know about how memories get altered literally every time you think of them. Your memories automatically just like get transformed through the act of memory. It's like, I'll never remember this quite like it actually is. This is it. Soak it in. If I remember it at all, probably the only reason I would be if I came back and listened to this. And it makes me wonder a bit about the realities behind what I'm actually doing here. Like, a lot of this book, Proust Was a Neuroscientist, is about how a lot of people kind of tuned into ideas that science later finds to be right just by following kind of their intuition, following what they're interested in, following the reality of their life experience rather than trying to distill everything down into data that isn't necessarily and can't really truly capture what things are. You can't really boil life down into just equations because that's just literally not how it works. This book is kind of going through a bunch of different facets of science and how chaos and change and, you know, they are part of the equation. Randomness is part of what makes this stuff work. So, something about this particular podcast format I hit on that my old podcast, Logorrhea, seemed hard to do. It was like a job. This one just seems fun to do. And there must be something about that. Where I was talking about how I don't mind listening back to these as much as just pure podcasts of just me talking. Something about combining memories and thoughts with music, it all just makes it work for me. And I guess the point is, it doesn't really matter why I do it. It's just that I'm following what I like, following my passion. So it inevitably is valuable, even if I don't necessarily understand exactly why it is so valuable. Anyway, that's a lot of highfalutin talk. I just wanted to say how much I kind of like traveling in buses like this. I was going to say once you get down to Bangor and switch over to Greyhound, it was a different thing on the bus. The buses were smaller, the seats were smaller, it was packed with people. Far less pleasant. So I'm curious, when I get to Rivière-du-Loup in Quebec, I think it switches over to Canadian Greyhounds, we'll see how that goes. But these Acadian bus lines, very comfy. So I was driving along just outside of town, these huge windows everywhere, just seeing all of this nature all around me everywhere. And I get sort of travel sick on cars. In cars, really easy. It's hard to write, it's hard to read. But that doesn't happen on buses. So in some ways, bus travel, in this capacity anyway, is fairly pleasant. Got a bunch of books, got a bunch of notebooks, got some music to listen to. Could be a lot fucking worse. And this song, Julian Hatfield's song, shit, I just forgot the name. The Fact Remains? The Truth Remains? Anyway, it's a real good song that I've played a few times already, or a couple times at least, and that I really, really, really like. Just can't get over. I'm still at the bus stop. That looks so good. Holy fuck, that looks so cool. Like, this is just... Oh, that's another thing I noticed. Not only is it like I just get out of town, 2 miles out of town, and all of a sudden, biggity-bam, But there's a certain sameness to, you know, pretty much every time I'd look up and look out the window, I'd see the same kind of thing. Most of the highways we're going down seem to go alongside a river. So you'll look over and there'll be a river, and across the river is just endless trees, little houses dotting the places here and there. It's essentially just like that little camp that my parents have, or out where my friend Terry lives. Except now I'm hours away, and it's still essentially the same. And that's like mundane in a way, but amazing in another way. Like, we have so much fucking space left to fill here in New Brunswick. So much. Crazy amounts. Just fucking trees everywhere. Like, you could try to fill it up and you couldn't. You would fail. You cannot. It's insane. I really should, I don't know. I don't have a license. I don't even know how to drive. It just never seemed important. I should really sort that shit out, because if I could find the right person, some kind of like cross-country fucking Canada trip would be fucking cool. Spend a whole summer. Guess I'd need to get an RV or something. Me and Erica, the girl I was dating in Vancouver, we used to talk about biking across Canada, but that's ludicrous. That would take forever. I don't think I'd have the energy, honestly. I'd have to take a training regimen first. If we'd even make it across one province, I'd be shocked. It's a nice thought, though. So to take things in a far less highfalutin direction, I really wanted to avoid having to use the fucking bathroom in the bus as much as possible. I was very glad to just happen to be able to take a nice big crap before I got on the bus, like an hour before. But I ate a bunch of these samosas they sell at the Fredericton Market yesterday, and they always give me tons of problems in the gut, and I gotta just stop buying them, but they're so fucking delicious. But unfortunately, they were working their fucking magic, and I'd say within 20 minutes of being on the bus, I just got the fucking kick in the gut, like, oh shit, I can't. Trying to hold it off, like, come on, maybe it's just some, like, gas, maybe this will pass. And it just hurt more and more and more. I was like, oh goddamn, I gotta do it. So I go to the little fucking bathroom at the back of the bus, and it's super tiny, and it is blazing hot in there. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Maybe it's to keep it heated in the winter. It must come straight off the engine or something. Like, it was so hot. I don't know my Fahrenheit still, or ever. But Celsius, man, I would not be surprised if it was 35 degrees in there. I was just sweating balls. I had to take my fucking shirt off, my t-shirt. Totally insane. And so I sit on this little awful toilet and just sit there in like 5 minutes fucking. It was a fairly painless process all in all, but not the easiest of all time. But I've had worse, so I can't complain too much. But, man, unpleasant. And just so hot. And, like, you don't want shit and hot to go together. I don't know if it fucking got outside of the little toilet room at all, but for me, oh, man, it smelled awful. Because there's not even water in there, you know? You eventually, like, you know, when I flushed it, it's got that blue stuff that's in porta potties. And now, I mean, I'm sitting 3/4 of the way down the bus. I think maybe I gotta move further forward, or maybe it's all just in my head, but I feel like I can smell that stuff all the time. I can just smell the weird blue disinfectant. It's very unpleasant. And I don't know, at the time, it seemed like maybe there was more of a story to tell about that. But I guess just tiny and hot, and had to take a shit real bad. And I did. There's the story. Just walked some people in the parking lot of this gas station with this huge ass RV. Really big, with like a trailer hitched to the back too. That seems like a little bit too much. It's like you're fucking living in the thing. What does this say? They've got the bushes carved into words, but I can't read them. One stop. Tobik One Stop. Must be an Indian name. Yeah, I was thinking it would be cooler kind of just to be in a normal car and your travels would just be like from fucking hotel to hotel. That'd be a nice way to travel across Canada. But I guess that kind of defeats the purpose a little bit. And would probably be expensive. I guess it would be expensive anyway, gas and such. So, man, I just walked past the coffee in that convenience store. Ooh, man, that big-ass truck stop. I wanted to get one real bad. But I decided I'm going to try to go coffee-less on this journey. I haven't had any coffee in like 3 or 4 days. Although I just ate bought these like granola bars that are second cup brand and, you know, latte flavor. And they actually do have ground up coffee beans in them. So, whoops, a little caffeine there. But I find like, as much as I love coffee and it zings me up, makes me happy, I really crash hard after coffee, real bad. So I'm thinking it might be better, even if I'm a little sluggish in general in Montreal, just to try to be, I don't know, without coffee all around. I kind of suspect that that used to be one of the reasons why me and Ian would end up getting kind of bickery, is because I would drink a bunch of coffee because I was getting up way earlier than I was used to getting up when I was with her. And then once it wore off, Grumpsville. So I'm going to see how that goes without it, but sure do miss it. I don't know how long this experiment will actually last, because, man, I wanted to get one right now. I could just get a coffee and my mind to be buzzing, sitting in the bus, peeing every fucking 10 minutes, but reading about Marcel Proust. See, it's like drug addict talk. It really is. Calm down, dude. No coffee for you. You know, it's also interesting reading about the nature of memory. I'm not going to try to get into it because I probably only half understood it in the first place. But if you're curious, this book, again, is called Proust Was a Neuroscientist. And I got it off BarnesandNoble.com for, like, wicked cheap because it's a few years old. So you can get it for, like, $5. It also has a really cool chapter. Oh, man, there's some people in the lobby. Like, there's nothing around here, okay? We got this hotel and a truck stop. What is that? It looks like some kind of big-ass water tower. Some kind of school, maybe, and across the street is, like, a Safeway. Generally, though, just trees. Like, where are these people even coming from? They probably had to drive here to get to these things, but it's those VLTs, the video lotto terminals we have in Atlantic Canada. Just computerized gambling. Draws people like moth to a flame. It's fucking crazy. But it's interesting to learn more about the nature of memory and its permeability, how much it changes, how unstable memories are fundamentally. They're not snapshots. They're not imprinted into your brain. Just the mere act of remembering them alters them. And, you know, the memory is fiction. It's not like it really was, and it can't be. And the more you remember it, the more it changes. And I think that's kind of cool, because I've been, lately especially, I've been thinking of, I've been questioning or wondering about nostalgia and how much I like thinking back to the previous times in my life. This podcast is kind of a testament to that, I'd say. And I guess how important it seems to be to me to construct memories, to go to do things to remember them. And it's that standard rosy, rose-colored glasses. When you look back on the past, it always seems better than it really was. And that's not some kind of mistake. That's not some error that we've made. It's just the function of memory. It's just the way memory is. You don't remember things how they really were. Everything is contextual. Everything is related to where you are now, what you've done since, what you want to remember, all kinds of things. And it is amazing how things that, like even just being in Vancouver and working at a coffee shop, that whole period was probably not that fantastic, but it just seems like a nice glowing spot in my past in general. It just seemed good. And it's nice to understand this more, just to know, even if it's a weird trick to myself, even if I remember things better than they were, that's fine. That's still a good reason to go keep doing stuff. Oh, gotta get on the bus.
Oh, man.
right, I'm in Edmundston now. I think this is the first time I've ever been here. Definitely bigger than the last few places we stopped. Maybe even bigger than Fredericton. It looks pretty big. Yeah, the signs of the Tim Hortons are in French. Like, not, no English at all. It's weird. Oh, there, no loitering. That one's in English, but no, all the donuts and shit are all in English. It's very strange. Was I going to say something else? I don't know, I can't remember. Anyway, what I was saying last time, oh yeah, there's a restaurant here right across the street from the bus place called the Bel Air Family Restaurant, and not Bel as in pretty, as in Fresh Prince, Bel Air. So weird. Did they never see that show? I mean, come on, what other thoughts could that possibly bring up than the Fresh Prince? It's a very weird name. So what I was saying before I had to hop on the bus, is, yeah, it's like this stuff I've been reading about the nature of memory. It's weird. It's like your memories are false. They're made up. But so what? You know, it doesn't matter how memories work. It's just that they do work. If anything, it's better that you remember things better than they were. It's kind of like recording your own voice. Most people don't like to hear themselves recorded. And I don't think you ever really get over that. I don't really. I just feel like it's like I got a puppet on a string, that I've just learned what to expect. It's like, if I do X, Y, and Z, this is what'll come out on the other end. It never quite seems like it's me, but...
Oui, est-ce que je peux avoir une salade de poulet?
Oui.
Et un lait, s'il vous plaît?
Oui. La vinaigrette avec votre salade. Est-ce que vous voulez avoir la vinaigrette française, italienne ou balsamique?
Italienne, s'il vous plaît.
Italienne.
Et est-ce que vous avez une salle de bain?
Oui, juste dans le fossage, complètement au bout, en face du bas, à votre gauche.
Merci.
Bienvenue.
Wow, you want to talk about how weird it is to hear yourself fucking recorded? Try listening back to yourself talking French, man. What the fuck? That didn't sound like me at all. My normal joie de vivre and whatever level of assertiveness I normally have goes kind of out the fucking window. I made it all the way through that, though. Ordered food, fucking... The only time I got stuck was keep the change. I don't know how the fuck to say that. But for those playing at home, I ordered a chicken salad and a milk and asked which way the bathroom was. Very elementary French. But so far, so good. It's holding up. So I'm in Rivière-du-Loup, and it is a fucking ghost town, man. Sunday night here? Jesus. I'm at, like, the big strip where all the big stores are, and it's, like, big, and empty. No one is here. And I got, like, an hour-long fucking wait for the next bus. And the only place nearby that's open is, was this fancy pants restaurant in a hotel. So I went there, figured I might as well treat myself to a real meal. After a whole day of fucking, shit at gas stations and stuff. So, I feel like I never quite get to finish my thoughts because I gotta keep running for the bus. It happened last time too. I probably already made it clear, but... Alright, what I was saying is, it's still... weird to hear myself talk. It always will be weird. It always is. You never really get used to it. It never really sounds like you. But you do get used to it in the sense that you just come to know what to expect. You're like, okay, I do these things, these strings get pulled, and this little weird puppet man who lives inside the fucking MP3 player is gonna say and do these things. So when it becomes predictable, even though it doesn't necessarily sound like yourself, it stops bothering you. Because you know what actions to take to get the result you want on the other end. And dreams seem like that. Dreams, what am I talking about? Memories, I think, are similar. It's like, even knowing that I'm not going to remember things truly the way they happened, I'm probably going to put rose-colored glasses type spin on the things that happened to me. That's not a problem. If anything, that's better, you know? It's like, okay, I'm slogging through stuff right now in life that might be kind of hard, and might be kind of a grind, it might be kind of a drag, and it's a lot of effort and work, when I could just lay around at home. But laying around at home is not going to generate a cavalcade of fucking excellent future memories. It's just not. It didn't. I tried that. But when I moved off to Vancouver and did stuff that was really hard and had some tough times, I look back on it fondly. Although toward the end, when Vancouver started souring, I don't recall that extremely fondly. I wonder how New York is going to go. But at least I will have memories of New York, for good or ill, you know? I'm out there trying to build memories, even if they aren't going to be the real memories. They're going to be weird cardboard cutout versions of the memories. Weird, you know, fucking constructs. Balsa wood fucking recreations. Strange, wacky dream memories. Whatever. The important thing is to go out and do the things that need to be done in order for those wacky, warped memories to reside in the head so that they can pop up later. And I can go, ah, that was nice. Ah, those things I did in my youth. All right, I'm going to go to the bus station, hang out, read a book or something. Next stop, Montreal, I guess. Man, I was just looking at a magazine rack, and all the magazines are in French, of course. So maybe I should get one to améliorer mon français. But their version of High Times is called Skunk. Skunk Quebec. That's funny.
Let's begin. Assalamu alaikum, people of goodwill. I offer you the greeting of thought, manifest the skill to finally reveal the open end chapter, as real as the flesh that you're embodied in. Till the skull cavity your mind is rotten, and I'll be riding in. And it might have been a slight rotation warp to curve the course. Of course, I'm cordial when I report. I won't distort, I don't contort, connect, conduct, collect, console, or conceal. In full control of the role of the will. My eyes are my appliance to decipher the science, omitting defiance with the high. Tech mic check. The buttons that flashed are pushed for absolute destruction. Your structure is lifted from the ground. The foundation mound is broke, so you float around. I'm embedded in what is known as beat. Let it be shown every enzyme is complete. In time, you'll see the pace of the pulse pump. Rapidly, heart rate happily marched. I happen to be the dark man who holds the charts. I arch my horizontal line to make a rainbow. But it ain't the same though. Yo, the tried and true pros I chase and fools go. Sliding through holes like small rodents. It's obviously evident my embellishment peaks at 292 IQ. Cause Big Ace is the spinner, inner, sinner, inventor. And I plan to be a winner, meaning I'll be in the inner, outer, ovaries, overlord, overboard, overseas, hearing overseas more than the I can. I scan limited, primitive, sentimentalist, escapist. The way I shape this landscape automatically makes this vivid. I give it a ribbon, hold it, stand at the pivot. I love it, learn and live it, then give you my exhibit. Not inhibit it, not even a little bit. When I'm inclined, my attempts to redefine your hip-hop guidelines. And you can play the sideline, ride rhymes in your spare time. My attempts to redefine your hip-hop guideline. You can play the sideline, ride rhymes in your spare time. Cause I'd rather stimulate your mind than emulate your purpose. And we have only touched on the surface of the serpent. Consider me part of the dust and the dust. I must collect the samples from the rust. Penetrate the crust and trust no living. Driven by the sonic language passion. Your ashes spark the flashes of the neon from beyond. What kind of planet could I be on? I don't know. But I'ma be on for eons and eons. While many think that they can never play out. Get trapped in a time frame and never find a way out. I stay off the dramatization and I balance. Always seeking the challenge to show the world the incredible talents. I cut the corners, smooth out the surfaces. Worthlessness is just half of the problem. I read the grid, kid. I did every column. I know the animal kingdom and the phylum wild style. Until they get to hit the target, I'll mark it on the bullseye. I flies on the buffalo wing in the sky. My architechnique sparks the dark streets of your resting ground. I suggest that you warn your town. I inhabit the oxygen more off the memory. You will never forget to remember the lone Wolverine. Marine biologist machine with the verbal. Internal mind fertile, foot over hurdle. Tight like girdle when my word will be the last. I incubate every other millennium. I fast and I hibernate to pass any of them. I am potent,
untraceable. No color, no odor, no taste, no replaceable parts. No heart, no head, just a carcass. The darkest days come right before the light. I watch my watcher stand right before the mic. But the power's vested in me, I digested MC's food for thought. Caught onto the end of the rope and swung, then stood stiff as if I was on a cliff, not beneath sticks. My feet are made of bricks when I walk my footprints in dense cement. I am not practical, nor am I unusual, nor am I oblivious to hideous crimes. Every city is captured and trapped in my mind, given the spinal tap as the final rap climbs. My attempts to redefine your hip-hop guidelines. You can play the sideline, ride rhymes in your spare time. My attempts to redefine your hip-hop guidelines. You can play the sideline, ride rhymes in your spare time. Cause I have become the night owl on the prowl, master of the free pen pal style. Cause I'm omnipotent. I'm some government experiment that is out of control. I'm from some big black hole. I score up, select, and wreck every tangle. I flare up, and you can try any angle, even Bermuda. But I bury the barracuda, then I'm octagon in the wind with the pollen. The pollen. Yo, that's enough of the guidelines. That was my theme music.